From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A significant snowstorm is expected to develop from tomorrow afternoon into late Wednesday. On Tuesday night, snow will likely mix with or change to sleet in between routes 2 and 4, likely changing to sleet and or freezing rain south of Route 4 and south of the White Mountains. Snowfall could be heavy at times. The potential for significant icing will also be possible in far southern areas. Travel is likely to be substantially affected for Tuesday's evening commute as well as for the Wednesday morning commute. In northern areas on Wednesday, snow is likely to continue while slowly diminishing and transitioning to snow showers, while a wintry mix early on Wednesday in southern areas is likely to transition to a mix of rain and snow showers in the afternoon. By the end of the day on Wednesday, storm total snow and sleet accumulation should generally range from 6 to 12 inches, with some higher amounts possible over high terrain. Of course, if you simply look out the window right now, there's no hint of all this impending weather. It's just sunny and cold out there, with highs ranging a bit below the averages for February 11th, from the mid-teens to around 20 in northern areas, and in the 20s to around 30 degrees in the south. Clear skies this afternoon are enabled by cold and dry air that's filtering in from Quebec. Arctic high pressure is now centered just south of James Bay, and this should keep things clear today, but for a few filaments of thin high-level cloudiness. The high clouds will advance from the southwest tonight before clouds thicken and lower tomorrow. At that time, low pressure will be lifting into lower Michigan while another low moves northward towards southern New Jersey. Computer model trends over the past couple of days have been keeping the inland low intact for a longer period of time, with the coastal low not becoming dominant until it starts to exit into Nova Scotia late on Wednesday. And so counterclockwise rotation around low pressure over the Great Lakes will draw in warm air aloft tomorrow night, and that will bring temperatures in southern valleys eventually above freezing on Wednesday. Areas north of Route 2 will have the best chance of seeing all snow from this event. Precipitation will ratchet down gradually on Wednesday, with some accumulating snow showers possibly continuing over the northern mountains on Wednesday night. In the short-term forecast summary, a winter storm warning goes into effect Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday afternoon for Vermont and for New York from Lake George and Saratoga northward. Winter storm watch is in effect for New Hampshire and from the Taconics into the Berkshires. A wind advisory late Tuesday into Wednesday for the western slopes of the Green Mountains. For this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, highs from the mid-teens to around 20 north and 20s to around 30 in the south, northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear early tonight, then increasing high clouds from southwest to northeast, lows from 0 to 10 above south and in the Champlain Valley, 0 to 10 below elsewhere north, 10 to 15 below in northeastern cold hollows, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour this evening, becoming light and variable overnight. On Tuesday, thickening clouds, snow arriving early in the afternoon in New York and in southwestern Vermont, then spreading northeastward, reaching northern New Hampshire late in the day. Snowfall could be heavy at times, highs in the low to mid-20s north and mid to upper 20s south, light winds becoming east around 10 miles an hour, gusting to 25 late in the day. On Tuesday night, snow likely north of Route 2, mixing with sleet or freezing rain south of Route 4 and Laconia. Heavy snowfall again possible, with significant sleet or ice accumulation possible near the Massachusetts border. Lows in the teens to around 20 north, 20s in the south. East to southeast winds tomorrow night, 10 to 25 miles an hour, gusting to 35. On Wednesday morning, snow continuing north, transitioning to snow showers in the afternoon. An early wintry mix in southern areas, transitioning to a mix of rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Storm total snow and sleet accumulation 6 to 12 inches, with some higher amounts over high terrain. Highs on Wednesday in the 30s, some upper 20s over higher terrain in northern areas. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.